A new push against the U.S. government's deadly drone policy. American activists are to launch a series of protests to mount pressure on President Barack Obama. Protesters have planned rallies near military bases, universities and companies involved in the program. The planned protest, dubbed April Days of Action, will begin on April 3rd with a rally in New York and will spread nationwide. The activists want Obama to abandon his assassination drone program. The U.S. uses drone attacks in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan. Washington claims the air raids target militants, but civilians are frequently killed in the attacks. The drone attacks started as part of America's so-called war on terror under former President George W. Bush, but they expanded in number and scope under Obama. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Caleb Maupin, who is an activist and political commentator, who's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. How significant do you think that this April Days of Action will be vis-a-vis the debate on drones?
I think it'll be very significant because it really represents the sentiments that are felt by literally millions of people, not just around the world, but in the United States. One particular action that is going to take place is against Technion. And Technion is a company that's partnering with Cornell University in New York City, and they're going to be setting up a drones research facility in which they will be doing military research for the Israeli government about creating drones. And in order to do that, they're going to be evicting thousands of disabled people who live on Roosevelt Island in order to create this research facility. So it really shows how, you know, the people of the United States, this drone program isn't about benefiting them. It's about benefiting Israel and the military corporations. And it results in hospitals being closed and schools being closed down. There's a lot of outrage among the people of the United States about this drone program. However, neither the Democrats nor the Republicans are really seriously taking action to halt this program that is causing so much death around the world and so much needless spending in the United States.
So you do believe that the American people are finally ready to hold their politicians to account for the use of drones, not only in the U.S., but overseas as well?
Oh, absolutely. The people are waking up all over this country. Homes are being foreclosed. Unemployment is skyrocketing. You know, poverty is rising. People are going without food. There's an economic crisis, but the government continues to spend more and more money on this drones program that doesn't help people at all. It just murders people in other countries. And there's a real outrage about this. And they're seeing that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans are doing anything about it. And so there's a real desire to be in the streets. Students, labor unions, community groups are all wanting to take action against this drone policy. Here in New York City, this Technion is a particularly gross outrage. Why? Because people who are disabled, who are living in hospitals, are going to be thrown out so that Israel can make drones and they can have drone research. And Cornell University is involved in this. This is an outrage that's going on. And anger is building up all across this country against these drone policies, which don't benefit anyone among the working people in the United States, the working people of the world, but they benefit Wall Street and the Israeli government.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but we do appreciate your insight. Of course, that was Caleb Maupin, activist and political commentator, speaking to us live from New York.